interracial marriage? There's no such thing.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, many people from different races marry each other, so how can you say there's no such thing as interracial marriage?
Well, the point I want to make is that all human beings are descendants of one man and one woman, Adam and Eve. Even evolutionists classify all humans as Homo sapiens sapiens. So all people alive today belong to the same genus, species, and subspecies. Mark, this means that all humans belong to the same race, the human race. There's only one race biologically. Now, there certainly are different people groups, different cultures across the world. This came about because God caused people to move away from each other when he judged mankind at the time of the Tower of Babel. And he did this by giving different languages. But sadly, evolutionists have been teaching over the years that as man evolved, he went from a primitive state to a more advanced one. And so some people groups, like the Australian Aborigines and people of Africa, were considered to be lower races. In fact, some evolutionists said they were closely related to animals. Christians need to understand there aren't any different biological races of people. And there's nothing in the Bible that states that people from different cultural groups can't marry. The main restriction the Bible gives is that Christians should only marry Christians and therefore be of the same spiritual race.
Find out more about the sin of racism when you read Ken Ham's free booklet on our website, answersradio.com.